AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We are learning the U.S. is among the nations that warned airlines about flying over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, where a Russian passenger plane went down on Saturday. All 224 people on board were killed. Islamic militants claim they brought the plane down, but the Russians are dismissing that claim. James Clapper, the director of national security in this country, agrees it's unlikely. But AP correspondent Sagar Magani is at the Pentagon with the rest of the story.
Clapper is not ruling out that Islamic State militants brought down the jet, as they've claimed, though the intelligence chief says it's unlikely they have the capability to do that. The FAA had warned airlines not to fly below 26,000 feet over the Sinai Peninsula, due in part to the use of anti-aircraft weapons in the area.
A third sign-up season is underway for the government's health care website. It's faster and easier to use now. But AP correspondent Violet Ekonomova reports from Washington we may be seeing some signs of strain.
There are two major issues that stand in the way of getting more people insured. Costs are going up on private plans sold through healthcare.gov. And with elections on the way, southern Republican-led states are unlikely to expand Medicaid. This is important because a lot of the uninsured are trapped in the so-called Medicaid gap. They can't get health insurance through healthcare.gov because the law doesn't allow people below the poverty line to use the exchanges. The Obama administration has set a modest sign-up target for 2016 of about 10 million private insurance customers. Violet Ekonomova, Washington.
Builders are building more apartment houses, and that's pushed up construction spending 0.6% to the highest level since 2008. Three small earthquakes rattled parts of central Arizona yesterday. No reports of injuries. The Dow is up 93. This is AP Radio News. Brad Conti went to a Chipotle restaurant in Seattle last week and got the same thing he always gets.
Barbacoa, white rice, black beans, tortilla, medium sauce, hot sauce, and cheese.
13 hours later, he says he got violently sick to his stomach.
It was kind of overwhelming, like having all those problems hit at once. It felt like, you know, oh my goodness, what's going on? And on Tuesday morning, I was about ready to go into a doctor.
An E. coli outbreak linked to Chipotle restaurants in Washington State and Oregon sent 8 people to hospitals. Chipotle has voluntarily shut down all of its restaurants in Washington State and Oregon as health officials try to trace the source of the illness. In sports, the Kansas City Royals manager Ned Yost says he knew the Royals would win the World Series. He says the team that beat the Mets last night 7-2 is a special group that doesn't come around very often. Those are his words. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.